And on Wednesday, that's
Blog Talk Radio.
Your hope. It's been a very tough year. I'm not telling you anything that you don't already know. We'll focus on how things will look in the post-pandemic world as far as travel, health, fitness, public affairs. Also, is this a good time to start your own business? The show is predicated on the fact that experience is our best teacher, and that's the people we talk with. That's Voices of Experience, airing Tuesdays at 4 p.m. and on Wednesdays at 8 a.m.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat McSilly and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seat, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Wow. Hey, everybody. Welcome. It is so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on right here at the Dr. Pat Show. We have never changed who we are in our tagline, but I really must say, Benny remembers this, the origin of the show was crust busting your way to an awesome life. And this is still the vibration of the show. Many of you have heard me on a couple of other shows I do, The Psychic and The Doc, Power Up with Dr. Pat, but this show is the show of raising vibration, of helping all of us rise up above what we may see in our lives, what we may see in the environment. And I have to say, as I start this show today with my very special guest and friend, Julia Griffin, you know, a time, we are in a time, but there's a shift in time that's happening right now. And Julia, as you know, fabulous show that she does, she is an intuitive healer, but much more than that. And what I mean by much more than that is she understands how it is we can transform our lives, you know, how we can do that, whether if you've listened to her beautiful meditative techniques, but she learned these from real majestic beings, the wolves. You've heard me talk about it. You've heard me talk about her. You know, whether it is her counseling sessions, animal communication, you know, classes that she teaches, the energy that comes through, and I mean that, the energy that comes through and comes through loud and clear has to be about what we're talking about today. The way of nature helps us rise up, shift in vibration, and look at possibilities. Today, all of you will get to experience that in the midst of what we're seeing in Hurricane Ida. Hearts go out to those folks. Oh, my gosh. You know, my mom personally went through Hurricane Andrew, so I have firsthand experience with that. And also, all of the folks in Afghanistan, we understand all of this. But today, we're going to find out what the wolves and personal intuition are bringing forward to us. Julia, it's great to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. I appreciate it so much.
I want to start out with you and get a read on the pulse, if I can call it that, of current energies. And you and I, before the show, we were talking a little bit. And, you know, one of the questions that I always get, is how do you remain so positive given everything going on in the world? And I think we have the answer, don't we, to that?
Yes, we do have the answer. It's the same thing that we have in our personal life. I mean, we may have a terrible day. For example, Saturday I went with my daughter for a visitation of a person that we loved. It was the father of one of her friends. And we had a lot of sadness and rawness, but here's the thing. In the rawness, we had a soul conversation. And yes, I still feel it, but there are also beautiful things. My roses are blooming. life is all around me. When I talk to the wolves, I know there's this incredible energy in the earth that's rearranging itself, that for people who are awake will soon be able to manifest more. And I believe in people. I believe in the goodness of our souls and the goodness of who we truly are. And if we can harness even to a small extent that energy to manifest good things, think what a wonderful world it would be. So that's where I put my consciousness, is on reality and possibility, and noticing that I have the ability to swing into that higher vibration.
And, you know, as we're talking about this, we're getting a sense of what that higher vibration is about. And as I think about the higher vibration, what I want to really focus on is what you said. It doesn't matter where you are or what walk of life you're coming through. What we're talking about is an energy that can help all of us rise up, right? Even if we're feeling a sense of agitation, right? And this is really one of the things I love. You and I, we're not denying that we are human beings and we feel stuff. There's no question about that. But we still can receive light and illumination.
And in that illumination and in that light, when people feel that from you, if they're awake or aware or awakening, they can receive it, and you two can both go to a higher vibration. There's a greater opening for love. It doesn't mean I don't feel the pain or the sadness. It means that I also have an opening where I can move into love, and that changes it. Or I can move into the name of your show, Unlimited Possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
I can choose if I'm going to go to a place where maybe we can just make incredible changes. Maybe the things we're seeing are the things we need to change. I mean, the wolves certainly think we should link more deeply with nature and that that would help. You know, so you think about that. What can I do to help? We are always going to have problems and struggles, but I don't think that we have to be limited by them. Is that a good way to say it?
Yes, it is. It's a great way to say it, because here we are today, and we're in the world of possibilities. We're in the world of being able to move in the space of energy, you know, almost as if we can put a halt on time for a moment. And yet, at the same time, you're bringing some insight. I want to talk about this because I think it's so important. You know, you're bringing insight, you know, whether it's talking about light and illumination and possibilities. But you know you have spent time, and we know you have spent time with the wolves, and you and I have talked about this before. I have just an unusually, what some people would call, strange relationship with wolves. If you came into my house, you would see pictures of them, many pictures of them. And yet, I've never been face to face. But there is an energy and a knowledge that they want to share, and they've shared it with you. What is the
definitely
sense? What are they sensing right now? If you could share that.
Okay. They say, as the energy in the earth continues to shift, and I think we all know that that's changing, just if we look at climate change the last couple of years, it's moving around. There are places that are known as power points or ley lines, and those are shifting. They say they're shifting more than they have in thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
As they shift, if you're awake, you will get more of that very potent energy that makes things happen, that helps you with your intentions, that helps you to do the things that are aligned with your soul. So, I mean, I really think if we had 1,000 or 10,000 people doing that every day for just a few minutes, a lot of things would balance out and a lot of things would work. It's really about having a bigger vision and seeing more of the human potential. Because when the universe comes in, all of us who've had moments of awakening, how long are you really completely awake? Maybe a minute? 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, a day. That's not much time, but look at all the difference it makes in our lives when it happens.
And when we're talking about this and we're talking about the shifts, one of the things I'm acutely aware of is that there is a sense of optimism. You know, there is a sense of shifting energies. And, you know, I say that even in the middle of the chaos, and I use the word chaos because that's the way people see it, I say that even in the middle of what we're seeing in the outside world. You know, there's nothing more prevalent to bring the metaphor to the forefront than to look at the devastation that people in the Gulf just went through with Hurricane Ida. And I want to talk about this, and I would love for you to comment on this. When my mom went through Hurricane Andrew, they lived in Homestead, Florida. And I don't know if people remember Andrew, but Andrew pretty much annihilated everything in the southern part of Florida. And my mom was in real estate. And can you imagine? Now, the only home in the area that was left was my brother's. Why? Because he had a home built on cinder blocks. Well, the only home in Homestead, Florida, built on cinder blocks, right?
Right.
My mom said this to me, and I would love for you to comment. She said, when I tried to get her to leave, she said, no, honey, I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving here. She said, now I know why Spirit has gifted me my real estate license. I have so much work to do to help people rebuild. And I wanted to ask you about that because that's the energy kind of I'm feeling now. What are the wolves seeing?
I think that what we will get will be something that may feel like a raw energy or a very strong light energy when it first comes in. We've had periods of that, like during the Lionsgate.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that we will rebuild with that energy. You know, for several years I lived high in the mountains and so far away from people, I couldn't feel anything, and it was tranquil and serene. But I very much felt called to move to a place where I could feel everyone again and know what the world was thinking. And we have to work with the world.
Yeah. You know, I want to ask you this question as we kind of move forward here, because we have so much to talk about. I want to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk with you about the expansive nature, the expansive energies, what you've been taught, you know, what we're hearing about spiritual teachings. And most importantly, Julia, what I'm really struck by is, for myself and so many others, what happens when we listen? What happens when we actually listen to these energies, to these possibilities? What shifts, and how do we develop our gifts in doing that? All of that when we come back with my very special guest, Julia Griffin. For those of you out there, you may know who she is. You can go to onetrueself.com. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, so much that the world's want to share. And by the way, we're taking your calls. If you have a question for Julia, we're taking your calls. 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, can you feel the energy? Can you step into your gifts? Can you remove the fear that will hold you back? And how can the wolves help us? We'll be right back.
You're broken down and tired. So living life on the merry-go-round. And you can't find a fighter. But I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earth sound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Join the New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com. Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com. Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein's host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. We're going to get some exercises today in the show for my very special guest joining me here today, Julia Griffin. And by the way, you know, one of the things that you learn about Julia is that when you take a look at the work that she does, when you take a look at what she invites us to, you know, if you go to her website, onetrueself.com, the first thing you're going to be invited to is to open your inner wisdom and power. Open to your inner wisdom and power. And by the way, you'll see here how to tune into her radio show. Amazing. Second and fourth Wednesdays, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 Eastern. You know, the power of inspiration and awakening radio. And you will not only get insight from her, but what you'll get are tools to change. You know, this is the thing for me. When I listen, and I hear what Julia brings forward. Here's what I get, especially today, and I just want to ask her about this. Not only do I get the messages from the world, but what we get is an invitation to truly step into our full power. Julia, thank you so much for joining me here today. Thank you and the world for joining us here today. I want to just start out by this. I shared a little ditty with you about how I like things transformed and rebuilt. And there's an energy about that. You know, I watched this crazy show on television where they take cars that are just ridiculously nothing and they make something out of it. And that's what my dad and my sisters and I did. But there's an energy of this now. There's this sense that here we are, things seem like they are broken or breaking, but yet it's a time to step into the energy and rebuild. Can I ask you this question? How do we help folks through the energies of Earth and the absolute energy of the world? How will we be able to truly step in to our gifts and accelerate our ability to manifest right now? Because I know that energy is here. What do you think?
Oh, definitely we can. Let's start with the first thing that the wolves showed me, and that was how they perceived me. And they showed me my inner self or my soul and how I had light within me and how that looked to them. Now, the four-leggeds or the creatures of the earth have a lot of light because they're always in harmony with the earth, right? So they're always getting energized. We have choices about it. But when we start to perceive our inner light and where it wants us to go and what it wants us to do, that's intuition is giving us that information. When we take a step in that direction, we get more energy. And wolves measure things in energy. Am I going to a higher vibration? Am I receiving more physical energy? Am I aligned with myself? And as you do that more and more, you actually receive more energy from the universe and from the earth. So that would be like the first step of manifesting this, and to simply know that.
We are looking at an unusual time that we live in. We're looking at this space, but there is, you know, this beautiful attraction for people to create, for people to manifest. And I do believe it is a spiritual pull. That's what I call it. I call it a spiritual pull. And what I mean by that, Julian, I'd love to hear from you about this. The spiritual pull is to pull us, literally pull us forward, pull us up, raise our consciousness, raise our frequency, and, you know, have positivity be our launch pad. And that, for me, is what this show has been about for 18 years. And
right. It's true expansion.
Yeah. Please, go ahead.
It's true expansion. Mm-hmm. When you feel that pull, and it is certainly accelerated right now, say by 10 or by 100, because the earth is really asking us to step up. Every time you do it, one, whoever is on the same path is going to feel that comfort. As you develop your gifts, I mean, like right now, we could actually send comfort to New Orleans. We could all do that. And because it's positive energy, it helps. So every time you do that and act on your intuition and really hold tightly to whatever vision is coming through you, and intention means staying with it, maybe seeing it 50 times a day, maybe moving through the energy that blocked within yourself or within life, it's making a gigantic difference on the planet, whether you realize it or not. And maybe that one little step, like I'll make a phone call or I'll look this up on the web or, yeah, I'll go ahead and do something with this. You're actually propelling everyone forward because it's an act of peace and love and healing.
I want to talk about peace, love, healing, and the equation of how that brings us to manifestation. You know, we can talk about many aspects of manifestation, but I want to talk to you about the part that I've experienced in my life, Julia, where, you know, when I've been spiritually bankrupt, and that's my term, where I've been spiritually bankrupt, you know, you can feel the energy of that. And it is so critical now in my life where I can start to feel where I'm moving away from the world of possibilities and on my way to the world of trying to figure out logic, probability, looking at, you know, linear objectives. And this is really the time, isn't it, for us to really take a look at expansive nature. And I'd love for you to talk about that, especially the messages that are coming from the world. Because, you see, we even want to put a limit on what we can do in this world and have.
Absolutely. Let's just take a really basic one. And, I mean, I've certainly seen it myself and everyone else. No matter what financial level you're on, when you decide that you want more, you've already sort of figured out in your mind, and then that's like a line that later on, if you decide to grow again, you've got to grow beyond that. We do the same thing with exercise. I look good, I'm in good shape, but we stop there. We all stop there. So that's how we self-impose limitation. Here's the thing, is the quantum field or the universe, if we're honest about it and we look at miracles, and I think in some ways that's a frightening thing for people to do because you're not controlling everything. Everything can change in a few seconds or a few minutes. People live, people die, people have breakthroughs, people suddenly understand things. The quantum field acts in a way that we know very little about. We call it in when we're connected to our inner self or the universe or God or other people who are on a higher vibration. When it comes in, things act in a different way from the way that they normally do. And every single one of us has had a time where we've changed our perception and everything around us has changed and started to work in another order.
Right.
So one thing that I always say about this is I don't know how, but this happens. You know, like I'll say to someone, don't say, I don't know how to get a job or what am I going to do. Say, no one knows how, but this wonderful job just suddenly falls in my lap. Or no one knows how, but it's suddenly easy for me to get in great shape. So you go around that logic.
And this is really kind of really the energies we started to talk about at the beginning of the show. You know, we're talking about this energy that is here and available to all of us. You know, this is really, you know, one thing, a fascination on how we bring this forward. And, you know, most of what I think people ask, Julia, is what do they think we should manifest now? And how would we do it? I think people have this sense that, yes, there's a new hope, there's a new renewal, but the question then becomes, what could we manifest? And then the next step is, how? How do we do that? I get more how questions now than I've gotten in 10 years. And I think it's great to get those questions because I used to get why, and I don't get why anymore.
Well, I think the first thing is it's important to see there are two levels of this. One is every time you manifest a life for yourself that's in alignment with who you truly are, you're raising your frequency, the frequency of your family, and everyone around you. And that's important. On a higher level, and I think this is more of the question that you're asking me, you're saying, how as a group do we learn how to manifest and see the world in a different way? So I think for all of us, we at least have a feeling of what it would be like if, say, energy were free. You know, everything, I'm not going to say solar, but let's just say that everything is holistic.
Yeah.
Food is healthy. Water is clean. The world is beautiful. I always put in that people don't work so much, and it's easy to have abundance because notice how expansive that feeling is. So it's whatever feels expansive to you. Now, my understanding from the wolves is that as we come together as a group with more love and peace, and of course we can only feel that when we're connected and aligned. It eludes us most of the time otherwise, and that's okay. It's a great thing to search for. But as we come together with a group vision, every single awakened individual has something specific in that group vision that is so important. So we're all adding to that. And I don't know how it all comes together and works out. You know, you could say it's like a quilt or a collage or an accumulation of clouds and beautiful colors all coming together and making something more beautiful than anything we ever dreamed of. But say you take what I said and you added the things you wanted. That alters it a lot in a positive way.
Yeah. And this is really how we build the momentum of energy, you know, how we build this. When we come back, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, are you asking yourself the question, all of you out there, you know, is this just for a few or is this available? And let's talk when we come back about what the wolves have taught Julia, what they've taught Julia about what we're moving to. Is this new age? What are the spiritual teachings? And how is this time different than times before? Have you ever felt that once upon a time, these spiritual teachings were for a handful of people? They were basically of nothing for most of us. When we come back, we're going to talk about what the differences are. What do the wolves have to say about new age and spiritual teachings? And are you ready to invoke this aspect of energy change into your life? We're going to take a short break, everybody. When we come back, more with this, more with Julia. And certainly you can call into the show if you have a question for Julia. 1-800-930-2819, because there is a way to connect intuitively, and you'll hear about that as well. We'll be right back, everyone.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Patricia McMahon, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tuned us in, turn us on. As I said before, and we're going to have some exercises today, you can find out more about Julia very easily. Go to onetrueself.com. You do that, it's O-N-E, trueself.com. If you go to Facebook, it's the number one, True Self, Facebook, the number one, True Self, and so much more. All of what you will find in and on Julia's website is a representation of her calling and stepping forth in the world. You'll be able to read especially about her and her journey. But the thing that we're talking about here today, and you got to look at the picture of Julia with the rose, but what we're talking about today is not just looking at these things, but tapping into the accelerated results that you can achieve with ease and grace. This is it. You know, she has soul work that she does to get at the core issues, but today's show in particular is about manifesting with ease and grace. Julia, it's so great to be able to talk with you about this, speak with the wolves about this. Because let's talk about what I said before the break. There are a lot of people that have the understanding that this idea of tapping into what the world taught you, once upon a time when we looked at New Age, once upon a time, it was for a small percentage of people. Can we talk about what the difference is that you've learned between New Age and spiritual teachings and how they are so critical for where we are today in the world?
Sure. I think in the past we had shaman, we had priestesses and priests, we had almost a spiritual elite. And from these people, they gave energy, spiritual energy, healing, teachings. But it's literally open for everyone. This is a group initiation. It's falling between the turning of the ages, between Pisces and Aquarius. And we know that when that door opens, there's this huge flash of light that comes out. Let's go back 2,000 years ago to Jesus Christ and Gautama Buddha. They were great teachers who illuminated the world, but this time it's everybody who can see and feel the light or wants those flashes of awakening. So no matter what level you're on, you're important. Your positive thoughts, your positive actions, your desire for more light, it is amplifying and helping everyone and everything. And your ideas and thoughts are so important.
When we think about this, we think about the world of manifestation, and a lot of times, Julia, I think you and I both have heard that this idea of creating a life we want has to be a very difficult, a very hard, you know, filled with potholes and obstacles. And I want to talk about the power of tapping in to the energies of the universe. I want to talk about the power of spirituality and the power of practice in that, because that's what you also help people with. And there is a power in it. We've heard many, many stories. You know, there's a story I love about a woman who was diagnosed with terminal cancer, 3 weeks to live, and literally tapped into the energy we're talking about, you know, in the form of her prayer process. And the cancer was gone. And that was 30 years ago. These are not mistakes, and they're not anomalies. You know, what would the world say to us so that we can all believe that each of us has that power? We have that within us, right? Can you talk to
that? Yeah, so I think that there are moments when we tap into that quantum field or God or the divine that is so incredible that it flows through us and changes everything. Back to what I said about the moment. For myself, I really have to cultivate that practice of opening up to it and staying aligned with it. I know when I'm having bad moments that I'm not aligned or I need to do it in a different way. One thing that the wolf said to me that I think is so true, that in this modern time, we've lost a lot of our faith. You know, if we go back 500 years ago, everyone would sit and pray for a miracle and believe that that possibility existed. So we really need to move back into that possibility, and that's perception. Changing our perception so we're open to a bigger future. And I think that's the first shift for everyone. And anyone you talk to, you and I both know this, they'll tell you their limitations. But what if you turn it around? I guess I may feel limited about this, but then there's this world. There's this way of looking at it. What if you decide to see yourself differently? I mean, anyone can do that. You can sleep better. You can look better. you can create more income, and you can do it in a relatively short period of time if you're willing to work on the higher perceptions.
You know, Julia, I think about this, and I think about how easy it is for all of us to really be in this place of thinking what's not possible and what's thinking what we can't shift. I want to ask you this question. As you tap into, you know, the energy that we're talking about here, I want to understand and have folks understand the true expansive nature that, first of all, you were taught by the Wolves, but also these are part of what you do in your intuitive readings with people. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because I don't think I'm the only person that has asked you to like, Julia, talk to me about the energy of the universe. Talk to me about what I'm perceiving. Talk to me about what's possible for me. I bet you get that all the time.
And different, phrased in different ways. So the first answer is that I can look at people intuitively the way that the Wolves taught me, which is that I can look at your soul and see your beauty and see how incredible you are, and everyone is that way on a core level. I mean, the colors are, and the sounds are just overwhelmingly exquisite, and that's one of the best things in my life is to get to see that. Then I move to your life and where you are. And so naturally I can feel where you're off that vibration, right? So as people talk to me about what they want to create, and sometimes I'll say, let's work on it now. Sometimes I'll say, it's not quite the time, or we need to work on something else for the moment, but we can get to that. I start to see what's between what you want and where your soul is and where you are in your path and how we can take steps in that direction. Sometimes it's blocks that we need to clear. Sometimes it's the energy from other people. Sometimes it's where you are geographically. Sometimes it's how you're perceiving things based on maybe even possibly past lives, but certainly karma from this life and what's happened. Because whenever we're traumatized, we have perceptions that aren't in alignment with our big possibility. So we sort of work through those. And at some point, the universe comes in and just starts to help, and everything starts to move in a different direction.
Yeah. Look, I know I started the show out mentioning and talking about, you know, the notion of there, when we look in the outside world, right, you know, there are so many things that hit our heart and hit our hearts hard. At least for me this weekend, you know, I don't watch the news 24/7, but I stay abreast and I watch people's responses to things. My greatest concern as I tap into this energy for me for today is how much hate, the energy of that comes through in so many ways. And this is where I think we can, all of us, by who we are and what energy we carry, I'm hoping we can neutralize that. And I want to talk to that.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I'm going to point out, first of all, that when we're connected with who we are or the universe, we feel unconditional love and peace. Whenever on this planet at this time, and I pray it changes and it gets a lot better, whenever a lot of people move into light and love, the people who are afraid and angry become louder because it doesn't feel good to them. And so you see that that surges upwards. However, we already know that wherever there's duality on this planet, it finally switches over. And if we hold a high enough vibration, then it must change. It doesn't have a choice. So I think in some ways we're seeing the resistance. And so when I see it out in the world, and I certainly feel it and try not to get my feelings hurt by it, I'll think, I know that there's a part of you that is so beautiful. And you're not there yet. And I forgive you for where you're stuck because it must feel awful.
Yeah. You know, and this too is by raising our own vibration and holding the space for others, we can hold the space, really, that is not in the realm of hate. You know, we can hold the space, which is in the realm of compassion. Now, I've often think about Peace Pilgrim. And I think about what it would be like to live every moment of every part of your day in this beautiful place of love. And what I'm really struck by and would love for you to talk to this is, can we share a technique in the show to help us raise our energy and feel more positive in general? Because I learned something a couple of years ago, and it's been my go-to. It's certainly not innovative, but I learned how to say consciously in my mind, thank you, Spirit, thank you, God, thank you, world, thank you, Goddess, thank you, universe. And I just say it over and over in my mind. And the days that I can do that well, Julia, it's like the slide and glide of life. But we're all
here. You're free.
Yeah. Can you share a few techniques to help the folks here do the same?
Sure. This one is just to feel more of who you are, but real life at the same time. So let's imagine that coming down from the universe is a ray of sparkling pink light, and it's all around you. It's going to your face, your back, the front of your body, your legs, your arms, your hands. It's in every particle, every molecule of you, and in the spaces in between. Then draw a circle on your chest, middle of your chest, and feel your heart space. And imagine that beautiful unconditional love flowing into you and into your life. And feel how that flow of pink light will breathe you, breathes into you, comes out with you. And explore this heart space. And in the moments when I feel difficulties, and we all do, I think about how it feels, and I say, universe, please connect me with my heart and my inner self. Because when you connect with your heart and your inner self, you can't feel the outside world. And you immediately move into a place where there's peace and answers and stillness. So it's a way of moving yourself into more of the divine world while still being present in your physical body. So those moments of pausing and moving out of it, feeling your heart, which can only feel love for the most part, you're free for a little while. And that freedom gives you a habit of finding that beautiful part of yourself. It also disconnects you from what I call mass consciousness, the energy of people on the earth all collected together as a negative force field. And that's something that's happening now, is that if you think a negative thought, it's amplified by mass consciousness, but you can take yourself out of it. And because I'm looking right now through a window at the forest, or small forest, I can say, thank you, trees, thank you, flowers, thank you, earth, for taking me back into myself.
Mm-hmm. Julia, that is so beautiful, and yet it's for everybody to really lean into. It's to really hold on to. And I want to really follow up with that, because what you just did is a complete shift in energy. And this is the thing that I love about speaking with you and about what you bring forward. And that is, this is a message that I hear. It is a message for everyone. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what you think you're doing in life. It doesn't really matter, you know, about the material world. But this is a message you're bringing forward to help everyone create that shift, you know, to create that and make a personal difference in life that does then have a ripple effect. I want to take a look for a minute, if we could, and have a conversation and ask the wolves, you know, where do you see us? Is there a vision that you sense, whether it be an energetic vision? You know, this has been a very, I'd say, interesting year from so many perspectives. You know, one minute you have hope, another minute you have something else. And I'm curious about what the world see in the energy moving forward.
Well, what they're showing me is so interesting. If we go back to the PowerPoints, and I'm just looking at the United States right now, there are energy spaces that are opening up. And so when I'm seeing those, they look like these beautiful golden lights. They pop up like a button on a game, you know, when you're playing a game.
Yeah.
At the right place and the lights come on. And so if someone steps on them or someone can amplify the energy, it showed me that the spot was growing, like that golden light would become greater and it would spread out. And then when it did that, it changed the game. You know, like the landscape of the game changed when that happened. And so it's our finding that power in the earth. And how do we find that? Through our own intuitive power from connecting and feeling our hearts, right? So if we do that, then it takes it to a more advanced game with a lot more energy and a lot more potential. And I think that's what we're working with now. And, you know, you've asked the big question. How are we going to deal with these huge emotions, which are so heavy sometimes, they are to me anyway, because I feel the pain of so many people, and get on that game where we find the places where there's more light. And I think the answer to that is believing in ourselves and the goodness of other people and the idea that we really are evolving and those energies are there for us to use.
Yeah. Let's talk about this possibility of energies. You know, I'm often asked, you know, how do I, how did you see this, Pat? You know, how did you see that the world would need a positive talk? And at the time, positive talk. Now, of course, we're both talk and video, what people call TV now. But they asked me about that. And when I go back in time and I think about where I was, I think about how it was one of the lowest points in my life. Now, was everything caving in on me or was it emotionally low? It was an emotionally low part. It was this part of conflicts within myself, you know, with what I was to be in the world based on the view of others and what I felt like I was called to do. And I find now today, people have this conflicting energy within them. What can we share in these last minutes to help people get clarity and let their true selves emerge?
Okay, when we have conflicted energy, we haven't found the answer yet. The answer is going to come from taking something from both sides of the equation. Like the part of you that was unhappy actually fueled the part of you that wanted to find something to do, right?
Right.
So both sides, and let's just call it male and female for lack of a better word, both sides have value. It's not like one is right and one is wrong. It's that we have to get those parts of ourselves in communication. When we can begin to do that and build something out of that, it becomes so much bigger than who we were when we had the problem. I mean, anyone would tell you if you hadn't had the problem, my goodness, how could you have done all this? How could you have had the vision? Right?
Right.
So problems are not all bad, but they feel bad. And so that's a process. One thing everyone can do right now is to imagine that beautiful ray of pink light or love. First, it goes to the part of you that doesn't feel good emotionally. Then it goes to the part of you that has the question, what can I do with this? And the more you love unconditionally, not like deeply or personally, but unconditionally, both sides of you, the more quickly the answer will come.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I love, love, love. I'm so glad to have you here with us today. And more importantly, to bring these messages forward, can you take a minute and let folks know, one, how they can work with you directly, some of the work you do, some of the other things that you have put together to help all of us raise our energy?
Sure. You can find me at onetrueself.com, onetrueself.com. You can sign up for my newsletter, which is at the moment is bimonthly. Sometimes I write more. I do classes on Saturdays or Sundays from time to time. Every year I have a 9-month class. And if you're interested in readings, just send me an email. You can go to my website and do that, or just write me at onetrueself@gmail.com. And I love hearing from people, so please feel free to write.
I want to thank you for today. I can't thank you enough for all that you do in the world. And I want to ask you one last question. What is the personal message? What would you like to leave us with today? What would the wolves like to leave us with today?
Oh, you are so powerful. and you're going to have more energy. And you are so incredibly capable of creating better things and changing your life and being part of what makes this planet tick. And I am so glad you're there, and I'm so glad for your light. And let's all get together, at least energetically, and do something together, which we can do. And that will just be the coolest thing in the whole world.
Wow. I love it. Julia Griffin, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat. I just want you to know, to please, what you've heard today. And Julia, thank you for a very special show. Right? Thanks to all the...
It was such a pleasure.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks to all the wolves, too, for showing up
yes.
today.
They definitely did.
And thank you for their powerful message and the reminder for all of us that we live in the concentration of energy and light, and that is so available to us. It is like breathing if we enable it to be. And what Julia said before is so important. If you're in this place where clarity is not your mainstay yet, and there are some things that perhaps need to be removed, please reach out to Julia. Please reach out and know that you are expansive. All of that is you. Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back.
On this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Monday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your alternative talk AM 1150 traffic updates around the town. Well, good thing, folks. So far, no major blocking or accidents to report at the moment. Still a little bit slowing on, looks like I-5 northbound just after the West Seattle Bridge and the I-90 interchange as you're pushing into downtown Seattle. And by, looks like around Yeso Way. Stop and go issue there, but it will smooth out on the other side of those downtown Seattle exits and clear past the 520. Stay tuned for another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, Dr. Pat welcomes back one of the four most amazing spiritual channels, El Selig. Stay tuned.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Another death from Hurricane Ida is being reported.
We believe an individual was driving a car and therefore drowned. Again, that information will become official through our coroner's office.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell told reporters the details about the possible drowning death are still being figured out. She called it a tragedy. The first Ida-related death was reported last night in Ascension Parish after a tree fell on someone inside their home. Louisiana State Police are telling people stranded due to Hurricane Ida that it may be difficult to get help to you for quite some time. Over 1 million people in the state are without power, including most of New Orleans. The storm ripped roofs off homes and blocked roads with flash floodwaters and fallen trees. Phone lines are down. There's problems reaching 911. Even though it's been downgraded to a tropical storm, Ida's now causing power outages and flooding in Mississippi. People there have been told not to go outside due to high winds. Ida's on track to impact Tennessee tomorrow, and millions are being told to prepare now. Volunteers from Texas are now going into parts of Louisiana hit hard by the hurricane. Rand Jenkins with Texas Baptist Men says their crews are headed to an area with no water or power.
We are deploying electrical support unit that provides power when there's not power, and then also shower laundry trailer.
Army Major General Hank Taylor acknowledged civilian casualties during Sunday's U.S. airstrike near the Kabul airport in Afghanistan.
U.S. military forces conducted an unmanned over-the-horizon airstrike on a vehicle known to be an imminent ISIS-K threat. This self-defense strike successfully hit the target.
Taylor confirmed Sunday's airstrike had some deaths.
We are aware of reports of civilian casualties, and we take these reports very seriously, and we are continuing to assess the situation.
The rapidly spreading Caldor fire is forcing more people to flee their homes in Northern California. Emergency officials say all of the South Lake Tahoe Basin is on evacuation warning. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Business is built on connections. And with Square, you can connect every side of your business with tools that all work together. From your customers and your sales to your staff and your schedule, everything is in sync. so you can get a head start on shaping what's to come. See how Square can help connect every side of your business by visiting square.com/go/connect. That's square.com/go/connect.
Summertime tips from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine and More. Topping your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese? Take it to the next level with Carbon Cabernet Reserve, rated 92 points, an incredible value.
And nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob.
Feeling adventurous? Come on in. Let's try a smoky mezcal for mind-blowing margaritas.
Now you can order delivery for as low as $4.99 for a limited time. Find out if your area qualifies at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at alternative talk weather outlook for Monday. Well, we'll see mostly cloudy skies today with a few sun breaks here and there. High temperatures around 66, 67 degrees. Tonight, clouds with a slight chance of showers, but mostly cloudy. Low temperatures dropping down to about 62. For Tuesday, partly sunny skies. Temperatures a little warmer, 69, 70. With partly cloudy skies for Tuesday night, lows down to about 51. For Wednesday and the rest of the week, more sunshine expected. Temperatures on the rise from the low 70s to high 70s by Friday.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next to you.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Wow. Hey, everybody. Welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. This is what I've often said. I've often said that every once in a while, and more often than not, and Benny, you've heard me say this a lot, Jacob, you probably have too, is something shows up on my desk either to read or to watch, either to do or not to do, that when I look at it, when I lean into it, it is so transformative and so perfect for shifting that it's almost hard to imagine that it's part of a logical linear world. But then again, when I think about the kingdom and I think about, you know, my friend, my colleague, Paul Selleck, and I think about this channel text, the one we're going to talk about today, and hopefully I will get to read from it. As a matter of fact, I'm going to read something from it that struck me early on. I know that what we're doing is we're all in contribution of each other. You know, Paul is, and you've heard Paul on my show before, I can't tell you how many books I've spoken with him about, how many he has put into print, what the message is, what this means to get this channeled energy of the word and bring it forward. You know, he is most amazing in looking at what he brings forth from spiritual channels, but even more importantly, what he shares and doesn't hold back. And, you know, previous to this show, you know, I've talked with him about, you know, some of his other books that have come forward, but I was waiting for this one. I was waiting for this book. This book, and I hope, Jacob, you have pictures of it. If not, let me see if I can get it up there. Maybe you can see it. This is the one that's book three, and it's the Beyond Known trilogy. And we're going to talk about the kingdom today, but more importantly, what I love about every time I open a book, I love the message. And I want to start out with this for the moment. You will find, as you read this book, and we have two copies to give away, that there's invocation. And I want to just read one today, because it was a reminder for me, and then we'll love Paul to jump in. Here it is. And we will invite you to say these words after us. I am word through my body. Word I am.
word. I am word through my vibration. Word, I am word. I am word through my knowing of myself, word. Word, I am word. Paul, it's great to have you. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So one of many, many messages, I call them messages in the book, that are so incredibly important. You know, I woke up this morning and I don't watch a lot of news, but I stay current, right? I have to. I stay current. And I woke up this morning and I was struck by, of course, headline after headline. You know, the perfect storm, some people say. And at the same time, I'm reading your book. And as I'm reading your book and I'm looking at the messages that are coming through, what I'm really struck by is how we get to look at the world outside and yet shift the world inside. Welcome to the show, and thank you for bringing the kingdom forward.
Oh, well, I'm always glad to be here and speak with you. Thank you.
Let's talk about the kingdom, and let's talk about the book. You know, when I say, Paul, you're channeled spiritually, the messages that come through in the book, and I know modestly what you say is they're not from you, per se.
Yeah.
They're through you.
Yeah, I'm a channel. I'm a radio for a transmission. The transmissions become the books. The unedited, you know, readings become the books.
Here's what I'm struck by. I'm struck by the timing of the book and the timing of the world we live in.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's no mistake, is there?
I don't think so. You know, this book was being dictated last summer,
I remember.
And I'd been a lifelong New Yorker pretty much, and wasn't able to go home from a trip I had taken because New York was in lockdown, and I found myself in Hawaii, where I've since moved. But the dictation that was happening at that time, I think I was living, in a tiny house, someplace without, my dog and my possessions. And as this book was being dictated, the people that had convened to be part of, I have to have an audience when I do a channeling. I can't just do it for myself. So there was a group that was convened. And we were all struck by the fact that it sounded like whatever was going on last year would still be going on in some other fashion, because they kept talking about the level of changes that we would be experiencing. And, the guys are now doing, I'm almost done dictating their 10th book, and it's continuing, but in a very different kind of way. So, yeah, the books are timely. I think they've always been. If I go back and I track them, and the messages, they've really been on point, every one of them, for where we've been, at least as a culture.
You know, I'm struck by the questions, and I love them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm struck by them. You know, I read this one here. The world is crazy, crazy times right now, and this is the dismantling of the kingdom that we see around us now, right? And is this the dismantling of the kingdom that we see around us now? And if so, has this happened to previous civilizations? So just where is this all headed? Now that question comes at the beginning of the book, and I'm thinking to myself, that's like day two or three or something. And I'm thinking to myself, wow. I mean, if you get the answer to that question, what else is coming? But that is the sense, that was the sense then, but I could take this question right now and put it forward.
Yeah.
And so I loved the answers that came back. Can you talk to this for a minute?
I don't remember the answers that came back. You know, I don't write the books.
No, you don't.
I close my eyes and I hear this voice and I repeat everything that I hear, and it's the recordings of those sessions that get transcribed. Yeah. So, they've talked about the times that we're in and the times that we've been in prior before, which they say, have preceded great change. And you know, when they talk, and they don't do a lot of talk about, you know, past civilizations, sort of the sexy stuff, you know. That's not really what they're about, although increasingly they're addressing these questions as they come up. So I don't recall what they said there. I just know that they're talking about all of this in terms of opportunity. You know,
yeah.
Her first book that they dictated, which was in 2009, it was called I Am the Word. They said that humanity was at a time of reckoning, and a reckoning was a facing of oneself and all of one's creations, and that everything that's been created in fear is going to have to be recreated or renown in a higher way, and that's part of a transition that humanity is going through. And right now, I think we're getting to experience the stuff that gets churned up when a wave commences, you know, everything sort of rising to the surface to be seen. Because the guys I work with say nothing is healed until it is seen. You know, you don't get to pretend things are fine. Things haven't been fine for quite some time. But because for the most part, we prefer to remain asleep and have a status quo that's at least comfortable, we prefer not to look at the fact that, you know, our neighbor's house is burning down, you know, or, you know, how we've been living hasn't been accord to the well-being of the planet, or, you know, all these things, you know. I mean, the guys are pretty quick to bring this stuff up, but we're doing it ourselves because these things have to be seen so we can move through them.
Yeah.
So when they talk about other civilizations, that's sort of what they've said has happened as well.
Yeah. We're going to go to the phones when we come back from break, but I got to tell you, when I read this, and I've gone through this book now twice in preparation for today, because I'm really struck by what, you know, you're bringing forward, and what people that get a copy of this book, you're going to be able to lean into this. Now, I want to talk about this for a minute, because this is one of the answers. Cherish the one beside you. Know yourself as worthy. I just talked about this in the last show. Honor your brothers and your sisters, even when you disagree with their politics or their religions or what they would do to be heard. You are all deciding, one and all, how you will move forward. And this transition may be graceful or may be difficult. It depends highly upon your choices. And then it goes on to talk about fear. And, you know, that leads me for people to understand at this point, you know, the kingdom and what the book, if we could call it a book, represents. This is a series of transcriptions from these channel messages you did talk about.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. The guides write the books. I sit in the chair. I take the dictation, and there's no editing. I think in any volume, there may be three words that are changed because I either mispronounce them or, you know, because I whisper and then repeat when I channel, so we can usually get the right word when we just turn the volume up on the whisper. But we're very careful about this. It's been the rule since the very beginning. You know, they're not my books to edit. You know, my name appears on the cover. I guess I'm a collaborator because I'm the one that's being spoken through. But I really don't think of them as my books. It's an odd thing to have, you know, your name on the cover of a series of books that I don't really feel, you know, I'm pleased that they're in the world and I'm pleased that people are being helped by them, but there's not really any sort of artistic satisfaction, you know, that comes. They're literally spoken into being.
I totally get it. Every time I do a show, people ask me, hey, what did you mean by what you said, dot, dot, dot? And I always ask the question, when did I say that?
Yeah.
what exactly did I talk about that?
Yes.
But what we're going to talk about today is really what some of the power of these messages are. You know, what is the kingdom? And most people want to know, I don't know, how do I get there? Is there a fast jetliner that I can get on? Or maybe some supersonic jet that will get me there. But we're going to talk about this and talk about what some of the real problems are. You know, what are we facing? What happens when we lose a sense of the divine? That and much more. And by the way, we are going to go to the phones, Benny, when we come back. You're absolutely right. We'll get right on it with our caller. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back with Paul Selig.
Thank you. Kids can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Jennifer Noel Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as well as reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit QuantumTouch.com. Did you know that each Enneagram type has a different worldview, different patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving? They also have essential qualities that are unique to their type. Understanding this helps us develop more tolerance, respect, and appreciation for ourselves and others. Renee Siegel works with individuals, couples, families, and groups using the Enneagram to build better relationships as a tool in addiction recovery. Visit youarepurepotential.com for more info.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance, your joy, and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth, and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love that Paul Selleck is here. He's the author of I Am the Word. And, you know, you have heard me speak with Paul before. We need to talk about today what the guides are saying. What is the message from the guides? Not, you know, what's on this page of the book. I'm just struck by a number of pages in the book that I related to early this morning. But for those of you out there, if you want to find out more about Paul, of course, there's a really easy way to do that. Paul Selig, S-E-L-I-G.com. Check it out. If you want to get a copy of the book, where is the book available, Paul?
All booksellers. And
everywhere.
Online. Yep, everywhere.
Yep. And then for those of you out there, what is the message from today? We're going to find that out. We're going to find out what attunement means. And then maybe we'll get to the point of why I'm so stuck on day 11. And the book is written in a really cool way. You know, these are days, and each day there's a different conversation and a different channel. And when you go through this, I bet you'll do like me, where you jump around, because I don't know, maybe it's because I'm a Sagittarian, I don't know, where you jump around, and something will hit your, will just hit you, like smack in the head. And then you'll get to something from the book, and it's so simple. God is, God is, God is. And yet, why is it so dang hard to do? Let's do this. I want to go to the phones first, Paul. Let's see what Trinity would love to know. Trinity live on the Dr. Pat Show with me and Paul Selig.
Hi, Dr. Pat. Can you hear me?
Perfectly. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm a first-time listener. Paul, I've followed you a long time. It's great to see you here, and it's great to see you in all the places that you go.
Thank you.
Now, how can we help you today?
Well, I had a question. I'm off work right now because I had a panic attack, and it's just really hard for me to figure out what it is that I need because there's a lot going on, and there's so many directions that one could go, and I'm very grateful to have the job where I can even have time off for my emotional well-being, and so I was wondering if Paul could tune in to me or just maybe offer some guidance as far as like what it is that I need in truth, because I don't feel like I can discern the truth from fear.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Trinity knows how I work, which is one of the things that I do, which, Pat, I don't think I've ever done on your show, but they call me a medium for the living. So I don't talk to dead people, but I can usually tune into people, you know, when they still have a body or the people in their lives and get information. So I'll give you, Trinity, a quick tune-in. I'm on my first cup of coffee. It's really early in the morning here where I am, so I wasn't expecting to read, but I'm going to see what I can do. So give me one moment. For those of you who haven't heard me, you know, I whisper the words as they come and repeat them. It's a little clunky. So when I turn into you, Trinity, you come in through saying, I don't want to be here when I don't know what's going on. And this is all about, but the anxiety seems to be about not being able to control your life. So you seem to be getting very rigid around this. And this is the idea of I don't know what's happening, and also the sense of nobody's telling me the truth. So when I tune into you, I just kind of get frozen. Do you understand? And that feels like what the fear is doing. So let me see if I can hear anything that might help you. But I hear, interestingly enough, is I don't have to know, and I can be safe in my not knowing. And I hear nobody's telling me what to do because I don't need to be told. And then the new idea is, what if I'm safe as I am? And when I say that, I get a jaw drop. Whenever the jaw drops, that's like the big idea, you know, like, what if I'm safe as I am? So when I say that and I go to you, I actually start to breathe. Like there's really nothing else happening, except it's all unknown, and that's the challenge right now. I think that's the challenge for many of us. I also hear from the guides, and I hope this is a comfort, I hear temporary. So this is temporary challenging. I hear challenging, but temporary. Well, I also hear, and you're moving through it well. Some say this is that, I guess. So that's what I'm getting. So I hope that's of some help to you, Trinity. I wish you well.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Pat.
You're welcome. Thank you, Trinity. Thank you so much for calling in. Paul, thank you so much for that. Yes, it is early in the morning where you are. So thank you for that. And as we said before, we are taking callers in this show. Certainly 1-800-930-2819. Paul, I said this to you before. There are ways that I think each of us absorbs things. You know, mm-hmm. There are some days that I'll pick up a book and I'll sit down and I'll read it from beginning to end.
Yeah.
There are other days that I'll open to a book and see God is, God is, God is. That's right there. But it doesn't matter what page I go to in this book.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what page I go to. The messages in here, I don't even have a word for them, do you?
You don't. I mean, you know, the guides are pretty consistent in their teaching, and they seem to up-level with each text to take us to a more expansive place of understanding and a more expansive place of being able to hold and work with the energy that they come with. And they say in this book that the only real problem humanity is facing now, whether or not we want to agree to it, is what they call the denial of the divine. They say you can't make anything holy. It already is. But we are so entrenched in a world of separation where we are just denying the omnipresence or the ever-presence of the divine that's in all things that we don't experience it. So this is really a text in some ways about reclamation and reclaiming a reality that they say coexists with ours, but we've been denying. So I understand that as sort of, if there is a larger message to this book, the guides define the kingdom as the, you know, as the realization of the presence of the divine in all things, you know, and, you know, we like to be able to cherry pick what we say is holy and what's not. The guides have said that we live in a shared octave of experience, and an octave has low notes and high notes, you know, things that are very entrenched in fear and shame or rage, and things that are higher, but this isn't a shared octave of experience. And they're saying, you know, any piece of music can be transposed and sung in a higher octave. And what they're doing with us, if I understand the teaching correctly, is they're supporting us in a transposition of ourselves and our reality to play in a higher experience. You know, they've said so many times that the action of fear is to claim more fear, and every choice we make in fear gets us more of the same. They make a real distinction between fear and prudence. Prudence is it's raining, best to have an umbrella. It's nothing to be fearful of the rain. But when we get to this higher level of accord or vibrational experience that they teach us about, you know, we're no longer choosing in fear, and we have a very different experience of being. So, you know, that's the essence of it, I suspect.
You know, it's really fascinating because one of the things that I'm really struck by is self-observation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's, you know, I think for me, it is, you know, the difference between me and who I am today and mm-hmm. me a bunch of years ago when I was crazy, you know, like this, you know, wild child. I was called this wild child, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, pretty much when I was young, just slept with my Harley. I would still do that today, Paul. But one of the things I love about this is, you know, back then I wouldn't be able to catch myself, if you know what I mean. I just wouldn't be able to catch myself. And the degree to the spiral, right, that I reflect upon there, and today's mini spiral I have about my post office box.
Yeah.
It the difference between then and now is my connection to the divine.
Yeah.
And remembering it.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I mean, my experience is comparable, you know. When I was in my 20s, I had, you know, Billy Idol platinum blonde hair and a leather jacket.
Oh, my God, do you see my hair?
I had your hair, yeah. And, you know, and I was a hard partying kid, and that was part of my path, and I have a different path now. And, you know, wisdom, I think, is accrued. I think wisdom comes with time. The guides recently said, you know, wisdom and knowing were two different things. And wisdom is accrued, and knowing is our true nature, you know, revealing what is already true to us, which is knowing or more clear cognizance. So I'm with you.
Yeah. And, you know, I was mentioning to you earlier, and we have another caller, and Charlene, we'll get right to the phone in a minute. And I'm thinking about this, and I wondered why I was struck by day 11. And for those of you out there, the book that I'm referencing, Paul Selig, my very special guest, and we're going to give a copy of the book away as well, The Kingdom of Channel Text. And I was really... I realized when I was reading this and the setup for it was so beautiful because I kind of got tricked. And this is how the mind tricks us right now. You know, I didn't read the first sentence clearly, and I jumped down to, right, your fundamental sense of self. This is what I want to leave us with before we go to break. And when we come back, I want to tell you what I didn't catch in the read. which is just brilliant. And it says, your fundamental sense of self, I am separate from my God. I'm separate from the man beside me. I'm separate from those over there. In fact, the result of the vibrational claim, I am not loved, I am not one, I'm not worthy. Now the claims of negation of individual worth manifest in dense reality, and the causation for this, why you claim these things, is a mistaken belief that there is a God who could withhold love or deny you grace. Let me say that again. A mistaken belief that there is a God who could withhold love or deny you grace. In all ways, you deny grace to your fundamental alignment to the idea of separation. I could have stopped there in the book, turned off the TV. I'm drinking enough coffee for both Paul and me today. And when we come back, we'll go to the phones with Charlene and we'll talk about, now imagine this next part, the music is playing somewhere, but the ears cannot hear it. We're going to take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back.
Even though your home base is one Enneagram type, you have characteristics of all the types. Tune in to Enneagram Conversations with Renee Siegel the second and fourth Monday of each month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn how you can unlock your unlimited potential. Visit YouArePurePotential.com for more about Renee and her work. That's the letter U, the letter R, PurePotential.com.
Hey there, I'm Ricky Schwartz from My Turn Life Coaching, Reclaim Your Life. How do you know if you're living your life and not someone else's? Here's one way to find out. First, list out your top five core values. For example, mine are empathy, excellence, passion, service, and core values. Then put those core values into short first-person core value statements. In my case, one, empathy powers my relationships. Two, excellence is the goal in all things I do. Three, passion fuels my perseverance. Four, my value is measured by my service to others. And five, core values drive all of my life decisions. Now ask yourself, am I using my core value statements to drive my personal and professional decisions? Maybe not. Maybe you've never even considered doing so. And that's where life coaching begins. Go to MyTurnLifeCoaching.com and let's put your personal core values into your driver's seat. Caring for someone with a life-altering diagnosis? You are a care hero. Navigating the unfamiliar options can be overwhelming, but you are not alone. Tune in to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Lau, twice monthly on Transformation Talk Radio. Let me guide you through your care hero journey by providing actionable information on how to care for a loved one in need. For more information about me, visit TrishLaub.com. That's Trish Laub, L-A-U-B as in boy, .com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Are you ready to shift your life into overdrive and stop wasting your time? If so, then I want to invite you right now to the Body Regeneration Online Academy with me, Tracy Alex. In a world filled with so much information, you can get overloaded and confused, left feeling like you've tried everything and still no results. If this is you, then this platform is for you to help you step into your power, your intuition, and gain clarity. You will learn simple tools that you can use as you walk down the street, and I will teach you how to grow a stronger connection to the God consciousness. Imagine having me as your coach, shifting you, uplifting you, empowering you every week, and most of all, helping you stay connected so you can navigate your life journey with ease and grace. Not nothing will be able to get in your way. But you will have a community filled with souls just like you to pick you up when you fall down and support you on your wins. No one can go this journey alone. If you are ready for your live activation, check me out at TracyLClark.com and join the TLC Body Regeneration Online Academy now.
Wow, welcome back, everyone. Paul, I got to thank you first and foremost for getting up super, super early to do the show. Thank you so much for doing that. I want to just make sure everyone, Paul, knows, one, how do they find out more about you, but also how do they get a copy of the book?
Oh, my website's the best place to find me. It's paulselig.com.
Yeah.
And the books are available, you know, online, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, IndieBound, all the online sellers, and hopefully in your neighborhood store as well.
Look, first of all, I can't tell you enough about how much I love this book. And you and I were chatting during the break. And I was reading from day 11. And, of course, if you read on, there are many, 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 many more messages, right? There are many things here. You know, especially when we drive to the point later on in the book, and I'll say this, when we drive to the point later on in the book, and you all will read it when you get your copy of the book, where it says just simply this, there is simple being because everyone and everything you see of God is in the resounding yes, yes, I am. That is their true nature. So very powerful in so many ways. And I want to get back to what I said, but before I do, I want to go to the phone. I want to make sure we have the best listening audience on the planet. So I would love to make sure we get our caller in. Charlene, are you there? Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
I just wanted to phone in and congratulate Paul on this book and to thank him for bringing this information to light at this time. And I would like to thank you, Dr. Pat, for bringing inspirational people onto your show. I cannot speak for very long as I am off to work, but I am sending you guys high vibrations and lots of love.
Charlene, thank you so much. And make sure Benny has your information and we'll get you a copy of the book. Thank you for sharing the light that you share and when you call into the show. Any questions for Paul?
You know, that's what we do is we question. And the answers are within all of us. And Paul knows that. And there's so many people out there that need our light, and I feel blessed that both you and Paul are on this show today and that I get to listen to the rest of the broadcast on a podcast. So I think we're all blessed with each other. We're all here. It's a gift, and if we can just reach for the light within ourselves, we'll get there. We're all going home the same way.
Wow. Thank you, Charlene. Thank you so much, and have a great, great day. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Blessings to both of you. Blessings to Benny, too.
Okay,
oh, thank
yeah,
you very
that
much.
Too.
Yeah.
You know, Paul, what do you make of that? I have said a million times we have the best listeners on the planet.
It's lovely. It's encouraging. You know, it's nice when, you know, when the work is acknowledged and, you know, you their ears to hear it. You know, if there weren't a readership for the work that comes through me, I don't know that the guides would dictate. You know, they need, you know, they're teachers, they need students. So that's how it goes. So that was lovely.
You know, I felt the same way. You know, and this is fascinating you said that.
let's talk about this for a minute, because there are many different points that this hit me in the book. You know, somebody said to me the other day, and we have another caller, we'll go to the phone, but somebody said to me the other day, and they must say the same thing to you. They're like, dude, Pat, what are you doing? Like, when are you going to not do it? Mm-hmm. And you just gave me the answer, right? They must believe there's an audience for this. That's why the messages come through.
Yeah. You know, I did this work. You know, I was a college teacher for 25 years. I taught at NYU, and I ran a graduate program at another college for 18 of those years. But I did this little group that met in my apartment when I first opened up to begin to channel. And sometimes three people would be there, and sometimes 10, and sometimes 20. But I did it for 18 years. People would put $10 in a basket. You know, it wasn't. This is not what I expected to be doing. But I learned to show up anyway, and I showed up anyway because I was so curious. I wanted to understand this myself, which is why I held that group. And, you know, it wasn't until the guides began dictating books through me that the audience broadened beyond my living room. And I'm still surprised that that's happened. But I, in retrospect, you know, I was being prepared for those 18 years, you know, to do the work I do now. And, you know, and then showing up is what you get to do.
Yeah, and love it. And love it, too, even if it's at some ungodly hour in Hawaii. I want to love everybody here today and just hope all of you understand. We're talking to Paul Selig, the Kingdom of Channel Text. Benny, I think we have another caller, right?
We do. We'll take Jean calling in from the Redmond area. Hi, Jean.
Hi, Jean. Welcome to live.
Hey, Jean, you got to turn off your radio in the background there.
There we go. Hi, everyone. Thanks. Paul, I do have a question for you, which is I'm processing some grief and some anger, and it feels like it's a long and intense time. I've tried lots of things, and I didn't know if there were any words of wisdom from you about that.
I'll tune into you and see what I get. So Jean is the first name?
Jean, yes.
Yeah. Well, but when I go to you, I mean, it's the feeling of I don't know what I want anymore without this person in my life. I don't know what I'm supposed to have. So the images of you sort of just grasping and coming up empty-handed, and it's the feeling of not knowing what's there for you. But I hear this will pass. This is actually useful. When I go to you, I mean, what you're doing is you're actually disengaging from a way of being in the world. It's actually, it's a really interesting image. It's like your feet are being unmoored from cement, and you're moving through some sort of heavy, dense stuff, but this is how you break the surface, and that's the direction you're going in. So what I hear is it's not comfortable and highly useful. So my understanding is that all of our experience, whatever it may be, is an opportunity to learn. But, you know, there's very often growth without discomfort. And you're growing. This is useful for you now. It's not fun. Just not fun. That's what I get.
How do you think of that? How do you feel about that, Jean?
Well, I believe it's resonates really well. It feels really true. I think I'm doing a tremendous amount of growth, and yet the unknown, this unknown piece that he's visualizing is something I'm going to meditate on, because it feels like I will get there wherever there is, and that you know, this processing is really important.
Awesome. You know, Jean, take it all in. It's really good stuff. And do you mind holding on and let Benny get your information so we can send you a copy of the book?
Oh, I'd love that. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you. You know, Paul, I want to talk about, I mean, I told you we have the best callers on the planet. There's no question about it for me. I mean, you know, every day I get up and I do this, and I'm just in awe. It's just how my day goes. It's just like, and I didn't grow up like this.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Right? I mean, I grew up with literally trying to figure out how to walk home from school after it was dark and not get beat up. Although, good news is my uncles did teach me how to box. So there you have that. But this year, I want to talk about in the few minutes we have left, if we could, you know, the manifestation of the kingdom and realization. And, you know, as I was reading this book, boy, the message is really clear to somebody like me. Just cannot forget your divine connection, Pat. You just really, whatever you need to do, if you need to talk to Paul every day, this is the message for now, not the message of hate. This is the message for now. I wish I could say it's easy, but I have a lot of tools, and I have people like you. Can you talk from your perspective, the global message, the new revelation in the book?
Oh, I don't recall what they said in the book. I understand what I believe to be happening.
Yes, yes.
So the guys have said that you've been operating in this octave that's been so informed by fear that that's what we know. It's kind of like we're born and we get into the pool that people already peed in. So we're there, you know, in this murky energy. And they're talking about moving to a place of experience where we're no longer operating from a mandate of fear. And we're moving beyond, if the guides are accurate here, and I'm having to trust that they are at this point, a belief in separation. You know, the act of fear is to claim more fear. And the separation, the belief that I'm separate from the one beside me, they say, you know, we've done such a good job at that that we believe ourselves to be separate from our source. And they give tools with which to manage that. I mean, they say it sort of in simple ways. You can't be the light and hold another in darkness. What you damn damns you back. Who you damn damns you back, which is basically a teaching of vibrational accord, and what you bless blesses you in return. They say that humanity has decided to move forward. We're about to take a big step. And part of that big step that we're beginning to experience now is a deconstruction of the old, which involves seeing how we've claimed separation, you know, and how we've invested in fear and the denial of the divine and everything we see. Because until we sort of wake up to how we've been participatory to reality that's not working, we're going to basically continue it. They say that the personality structure, which they call at times the small self, which is just the way of knowing the self and the world through the ego, I suppose, knows itself through history. You know, it doesn't have new ideas. It knows itself through historical data. This is where I was born. This is my age. This was my community. And they talk about, you know, aligning to what they call the true self. And the true self actually is operating in a very different way. The true self knows itself as of the whole, you know. And the shift that we're making, if I understand this, is to a much more universal consciousness of who we are, you know, together. It's not just this idea that I'm separate. I have to do what I need to do to take care of my needs. It's a much, much different way of being in the world. Because they say, you know, when they say you can't be the light and hold another in darkness, you actually become inclusive of everybody. And they say, you know, you can't, you know, the quickest way to deny the divine in yourself is to deny the divine in somebody else.
Yeah.
Well, it's just how you shut the light off for yourself, which is, you know, arrogance and separation, all of those things that we get taught to do.
Yeah. And, you know, Paul, and let's just talk about separation for a minute. And specifically, you know, really what my takeaway was as I went towards the end of the book. And again, I love this book. It doesn't matter when I pick it up. It sits close by me and I pick it up and there's something, there's a message I get. And, you know, as I pick this book up and reflect upon what you just said, the message to me is very clear. You know, the message to me as I read this you know, behold, I make all things new. And the manifestation of this is rearticulation. It doesn't matter. You know, now we teach you as you hold the vibration to claim, behold, I will make all things new. And that is when we have that sense of oneness, that connection, that whatever the magnificence and manifestation power and uniqueness of that which we cannot see, that which exists there also resides in us.
Absolutely. So the guides have said it's through aligning to this that you are, when they talk about the upper room, which is, they say, the yeah. next octave, the next level of vibration, mm-hmm. which you align to. And they say from that place, you're actually able to transform reality because you're holding the vision of the inherent divine. And they say how you perceive anything informs the very structure of it. They say you actually become the doorway between those two levels of vibration and reality because they say God sees God in all of its creations. So when you stop denying the divine, you're claiming what is already true, and then that becomes the experience of being.
Yeah, it's almost like, as was explained to me by one of my New York professors, by the way, I wonder if that was you, explained to me that when somebody asks you a question and you don't answer, mm-hmm. what's implied in the answer is the answer. Or what's implied in the lack of answer is the answer. And it fills in. It can fill the entire space of a room.
Mm-hmm.
It can right. fill that. And that's the sense I get with this. You know, I was talking to someone, Paul, the other day. I think I'm a bit older than you, but we won't go there for a minute. My spirit's very young, and I'm really not done yet. But I was talking to somebody who asked me what it was like to be at Stonewall. What was that like? And I hadn't talked about much of my life. I don't share much about me personally, mm-hmm. and I have done that recently. And I just cried. And they said to me, were you injured? Were you? And I said, no. I said, I'm crying tears of gratitude. And they said, well, why? And I jokingly said, well, it was kind of fun to watch Bob Dylan get put in handcuffs. But then I moved on and I said, no, because I watch people stand up for themselves and the love of others. You see, people think that as a riot. They think of Stonewall as a riot. But it really wasn't. You know, and when you stand side by side with another human being, and by the way, these were the women at Stonewall that refused to go in the paddy wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They refuse that for love of another. And I think sometimes we get confused with taking action in the world as it not being oneness. I think that's going to be our greatest challenge as we move forward.
I agree. I didn't know you were at Stonewall. That's amazing, you know, to me. I came to New York City after being in high school in Massachusetts when I was 17 in 1979. So I inherited the work that you all had done before, you know, and I'm grateful for that. And in many ways, my own awakening to spirit came when I was about 25. And, you know, it was really the height of the AIDS epidemic in New York City.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Enormously challenging, and I lost many, many friends. And it was the time I was actually, I quit drinking, and I was waking up to spirit for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in retrospect, I mean, everything was set up, you know, for a great change of perspective than the one that I had grown up with. But the Stonewall story is kind of great, you know, and the guidance talk about activism in their books.
Yeah.
And coming from a place of knowing and an awareness of the well-being of the whole,
yeah.
you know, that's really very part of it. It's not, one of the apt criticisms of the New Age used to be about how self-centered and selfish it was, and I used to agree with it, you know, it's kind of true. It's not all about me me and I create everything because mm-hmm. we're in a collective as well, and the collective is contributing to these structures that we are living with. But even these things I'm understanding are changed now through the times that we're in. Yeah. I think it's a time of great hope as a result of that.
Paul, what a great way to end the show. I, too, am hopeful, but I've learned some lessons through Stonewall, through the AIDS epidemic, through standing on Maracachi's doorstep and literally with a box of tomatoes getting ready to throw at him as he was coming out. Now, I can't say that that was an act of love, but again, I was young. Paul, I got to thank you for everything. Thank you for taking this time. Thank you for joining me. Last question. What's your personal message? What would you love to leave us with today?
Don't be so afraid.
Yeah. Paul Selleck, everybody, please go check it out. The book, as I said before, for me, this is the kind of book that just keeps giving. It is so majorly transformative, every word of it, every understanding of it, and every message. And I'd like to leave everybody with this, if I could, from the book. I am gifted with the opportunity now to be renowned in union, in body and in field. And a memory of separation or belief in separation may be lifted, may be reclaimed by the light in perfect ease, in perfect ways, in agreement to my true nature, my true inheritance, and my right to express as it. I know who I am in truth. I know what I am in truth. I know how I serve in truth. I have come. I have come. I have come. It's all right here, everybody, and that's just one verse of many. Paul, as I love to say to you,
thank you, too.
All right, everybody, let's take a short break. We'll be back on TTR.